Greetings, Hoopsheads. Welcome to Locked On Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. It's Tuesday, March 13th. I'm your host, Aliko Carter. Stephen Curry had a blast at his surprise 30th birthday party. The pictures and videos are all over Twitter. Can't believe that number 30 is already 30. Been gracing us with his presence and his play for the last 9 seasons. Hopefully celebrating his birthday with his teammates and friends helps those healing juices flow and get him back on the court as soon as possible. The Warriors do play again on Wednesday at Oracle Arena against the Lakers. Some craziness going on in the Trump administration, ancillarily related to the Warriors. Jose Altuve gave Trump a nice stare down when the Houston Astros made it to the White House on Monday. Just a long extended, just I really dislike you stare down. It was pretty epic and awkward. Things aren't looking good for the embattled president, but small victory here getting the Houston Astros to even show up at all. Back to Steph. His actual birthday is tomorrow, March 14th, Pi Day, but we'll be celebrating it today by, in the first segment, coming up with 30 facts about number 30 on his 30th birthday. In the second segment, we'll be featuring Quinn Cook as our Warrior of the Week, and we'll be going around the NBA in the third, checking in on these playoff races. You can grab this podcast wherever podcasts are available. That's iTunes, Spotify, iOS, and Google Play, as well as LockedOnWarriors.com. You can also get this podcast on Facebook at Locked On Dubs. I tweet from Locked On Dubs on Twitter, and also Koji Tare, K-O-G-I-T-A-R-E. You can get at me at both of those spots. And also, make sure you check out my media on Forbes.com. I write at the intersection of sports, business, and community impacts. That includes technology, philanthropy, all that good stuff. And lastly, Locked On Podcast Network is indeed a network. You can catch Locked On NBA every single day. It's the local experts with the biggest stories. And also, if you have any other interests as far as teams in the NBA and NFL, make sure you check out Locked On NBA podcasts and Locked On NFL podcasts for every team. All right, a couple of years ago for Forbes, I wrote 28 facts about Stephen Curry on his 28th birthday, and we'll start there for good measure. This was in the middle of his epic 30 points per game, 400 three-pointer season. He was turning the NBA on its head at this time, which leads me to fact one. In fewer than 7 seasons, Steph made more three-pointers than his father Dell did in his 16-year NBA career. Dell made 1,245 three-pointers in his career, and Steph recently passed 2,000. Steph has broken the record for three-pointers made in a season on 3 separate occasions. In 2013, when he made a then-record 272 triples, averaging 23 points and 7 assists, he missed the All-Star team. Steph and his splash brother Klay Thompson are tied for the most seasons with 200-plus three-pointers, with 6 apiece. In his rookie year, Steph averaged 4.8 three-point attempts per game. In 2015-2016, he averaged 5.1 three-point makes per game, averaging 30 points and leading the league in player efficiency rating. My 5th fact for you today: Stephen Curry is only the 7th player to register a 50-40-90 season. He did them one better by becoming the 2nd player to record a 50-45-90 season. That's 50% from the field, 45% from 3, and 90% from the line, following Steve Nash in 2009, and Curry did it with volume. Number 6, Steph shares a birthday with Billy Crystal, whose beloved Clippers imploded their roster after trying to hang with the Warriors for the last 4 years. Number 7, Steph reportedly has an equity stake as part of his shoe deal with Under Armour. That means he owns part of the company. Business Insider reports in a best-case scenario that Curry could be worth $14 billion to Under Armour's bottom line. Curry also has deals with Kaiser Permanente and Chase, among other big-name companies. We're at 10 now. When Curry was a boy, he and his father starred in an unbelievably adorable ad for Burger King. Curry was born in Akron, Ohio, and raised in Charlotte, North Carolina, for the most part, with a little sojourn to Toronto when his father was playing there. In addition to basketball, Steph plays golf. He's a scratch golfer. His highlights include playing a round of multiple rounds of golf with President Obama and taking in 18 holes at Augusta National, the home of the Masters. Steph is an uncanny bowler as well. He just has great aim no matter what he does. A few years back, Curry was featured in Forbes 30 Under 30 Sports. The team did a nice profile on him. Go check it out. Number 15, Steph is afraid of snakes. It's really funny to me. I don't like things with a lot of legs. Some people don't like things with any legs. And, you know, for me, it's spiders. I think snakes are pretty cool, but I could see how they're kind of scary. They could be scary. My mom terrified of snakes. She lived in a house when she was in college where they had a pet boa constrictor called Neck Bones. Terrifying. Muggsy Bogues was Steph's favorite player growing up, and he once found a wallet with $160 in it and returned it. Modern day George Washington there. Steph loves the romance and the princesses. According to his sister Sidel, two of his favorite movies are The Princess Diaries and A Walk to Remember. Lots of laughs and lots of tears in those two. Back to basketball, Steph didn't receive a college scholarship from any major Division I program. He wanted to play at Virginia Tech, where his father played, but Davidson reached out, and that is history. Number 20. Steph first met Kevin Durant at an AAU event when he was 10 years old. Durant told NBA 2K Uncensored, "I walk in the gym and this guy's stepping across half court just pulling jump shots, splash, splash. And when we played him, he had like 35 and he was like 10 years old. I was like, who is this?" And 10 years later, that was Stephen Curry. Curry wears number 30 to honor his dad, who he's named after, Wardell Stephen Curry II. His wife, Aisha, who he met in church camp, is pregnant with their third child. It's unclear whether it's a boy or a girl. He has two girls, Riley and Ryan. Riley is internet famous, of course, and it's unclear whether or not Steph, if he has a boy, will continue the naming tradition and give us Wardell III. Curry and his parents, his family, didn't want him to be drafted by the Warriors. The Warriors were known as a shitty organization, and who can blame them? But new ownership changes everything, and the rest is history. On July 1st, 2017, Curry agreed to a supermax 5-year, $201 million extension with the Warriors. It's not the biggest deal in history. They're going to keep getting bigger, but it's big. Number 25, Curry has never won a gold medal at the Olympics, but he has two gold medals from the FIBA World Cup, one in 2010 and one in 2014. The next World Cup was moved to 2019. It's going to be played in China. It's unclear if Stephen Curry is going to play. He's got a lot of time to think about it, but China's a huge market for Under Armour, so you might expect to see him there. From his time at Davidson College in North Carolina, he became the all-time leading scorer in college history with nearly 2,700 points, the all-time leader in three-point field goals made, 414, 30-point games with 30, 40-point games with 6, single-season Davidson College points leader with 974 in 08-09, single-season Davidson steals leader with 86 in 2008-2009, and the single season leader in freshman points with 730 in 2006-2007. In the NBA, Curry has currently made 2,126 three-pointers for a career percentage of 43.6. That's higher than anyone in the top 10 on the list, at which he is currently 7th. Behind 1, Ray Allen, 2, Reggie Miller, 3, Jason Terry, 4, Kyle Korver, 5, Paul Pierce, and 6, Jamal Crawford. Terry, Korver, and Crawford are still shooting three-pointers in the league today, but they will not finish their careers with more than Stephen Curry. Vince Carter, Jason Kidd, and Joe Johnson round out the top 10. There's a ton of active players on this list showing that the surge in three-point shooting over the last decade. We're at 28 now. Curry is a two-time NBA champion, two-time NBA most valuable player, five-time All-Star, two-time All-NBA first team selection, two-time All-NBA second team selection. He won the scoring title in 2016 and also became a member of the 50-40-90 club while leading the league in steals. He was the NBA three-point contest winner in 2015, won the NBA Sportsmanship Award in 2011, and might win it again. And NBA All-Rookie First Team in 2010. He was second in Rookie of the Year voting that year. He was the AP Athlete of the Year in 2015. Number 29, Curry loves candy and popcorn. If you want to show you care, get that man some popcorn. And lastly, Curry has said in the past that he wants to finish his career with the Warriors, and we wouldn't have it any other way. You're listening to Locked On Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Drop that knowledge on some unsuspecting fans. All right, well, I had to take a really, really big fat break in between recording the second segment and this third segment. It's pretty late here on the West Coast already, and I want to get to as much content as I possibly can, so we're gonna forego Warrior of the Week because I honestly haven't done the research to give y'all a good Quinn Cook segment today. That'll come later this week or potentially next week. And today I just really want to talk about, I was listening to Damon Bruce on the way home from a meeting today, and you can, you know, check out my LinkedIn, Aliko Carter, to see what I do for a living in addition to doing this podcast. But I had a few meetings today for my day job, and I'm heading home, about to go out again, and listening to Damon Bruce, who's on, and he's talking about the sense of urgency that the Warriors have or don't have, and I just wanted to discuss that for a little while because it seems like a lot of people are more scared than the Warriors are that they're not going to be able to make it all the way back to the promised land. And Bruce's argument is that the team is just a little bit too complacent, that when is the fire going to start? When is the war going to begin? When are they going to go out and really start playing the best basketball they can? That means going out there with a sense of urgency. That means not smiling, according to Damon Bruce. That means getting on the warpath so that they can lift that trophy in Oakland again this year. And I don't think that that's just how the Warriors operate. I think that they're operating under a new paradigm, which is you can have fun doing what you do. You can turn it on. I think what Bruce was scared about and what people are worried about is, like, are the Warriors going to be able to turn it on when it's time to turn it on? Are they going to be able to cut through the field like they did last year? And Bruce's argument was that the field is better, and that the Warriors are worse, that the Warriors are not as good as they were last year. This team would be run off the floor by last year's team. And I don't necessarily believe that's true. I think that in this, if you're talking about a seven-game series, one, we have yet to see how they'll react in the seven-game series. Two, a lot of what we're dealing with is injuries. Three, the hunger hasn't gone anywhere. I don't think that they're less hungry, even if they're playing with less of a visible sense of urgency. What the Warriors are trying to do has never been done before. They're trying to go to the playoffs, cut down the field, make it to the finals, and cut down the Eastern Conference champion every single year. What they want to do is they want to win the championship every single year. That means October through June, every single year, and then 4 months off, and then October through June again. It's really, really hard to do that. I said in the first segment, who knows if Stephen Curry is actually even going to play in the FIBA World Cup in the summer of 2019. He has time to decide that. Klay has time to decide that. Durant has time to decide whether he wants to play in that tournament or in the Olympics in 2020. But the reality is that not since the 60s with the Celtics and Lakers going up against each other all those times in a row, and the Celtics going to the finals and winning the finals 11 out of 13 seasons, have we seen a team attempt to have this kind of longevity. The Bulls come close, but they have that hiatus in the middle, Michael Jordan's mysterious absence where he went to go play baseball. I'll tell you one thing, Stephen Curry isn't trying to join the PGA Tour anytime soon. These guys are winners, they're competitors, I've been around them. They want to win more than anything. They want to win, and they hate to lose. If celebrating Stephen Curry's 30th birthday party and then taking the day off, which Steve Kerr gave the team the day off today, if that helps them stay locked in, if they need to recover, get over their hangovers, get over the injuries and whatever that they're dealing with. They can do shoot around tomorrow and go play the Lakers and play them well. I'm all for it. I fully expect them to come locked in after this two-game win streak and play the Lakers well. I fully expect Stephen Curry to come back healthy and firing. And if you look at this team's statistics, they've been one of the best teams in the NBA since the All-Star break, now falling to 7-2 since the All-Star break. They were 7-0. Kevin Durant says he misses Stephen Curry on the court. I don't see anything wrong with that. Apparently Stephen A. Smith does. But I don't see anything wrong with that. Of course, you're supposed to miss your guy. And it shows the connection that this team has. What they're trying to build is bigger than just a basketball team. They're trying to build a dynasty. We have to be patient. We can't get drawn into this instant gratification fantasy. Oh my God, they're going to lose the number one overall seed. Oh my God, what does it mean for the playoffs? Calm down. It's okay. They're going for something bigger than anything that we've seen in this generation of the NBA. If it means they have to do things differently, I'm all for it. Have fun, take deep breaths, take care of your bodies and minds, and come to play. You're listening to Locked On Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Goddess, country, warriors. Hey, listeners. It's time to talk to you about the boatload of money you can make this week betting at MyBookie. If you haven't checked them out, this is the perfect time to get into the action. The madness of March is here. Lay down some money and score big on college hoops. Join me and thousands of online players and start betting at MyBookie.ag. Are you sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a payout? Come join MyBookie today. I would only recommend a service that's been good to me and our listeners. That's why I urge you to make your way to MyBookie. You win, they pay, fast and without any hassles. You're wasting your time betting anywhere else. They even have in-game live betting, so you can even place a bet after tip-off. Join now and MyBookie will match your first deposit with a 50% bonus. You can even enter for a chance to win their $1 million bracket challenge. Use promo code LOCKEDONNBA to activate offer. Visit MyBookie today. Play, win, get paid. Another fat break in between segments for Alico. It's now about 8:30 on the Pacific Coast. And there are two games left in the association tonight. Cleveland is up on the Phoenix Suns by 20, 72-52, and the Lakers are beating the Nuggets by 3, 43-40 on NBA TV. With those results in mind, we're going to take a look at the NBA standings because the standings are so fun in both conferences. In the East, the Raptors are the first team to 50, 50-17. Four games up in the loss column over the Celtics and 11 games up in the loss column over the Pacers. The surging Pacers, who've won three in a row, they're 7-3 in their last 10, and they are facing the Warriors twice in the final 15. Should be very fun. The Cavaliers are 10 games above 500 and about to be 11 games above 500 after this result tonight. They're in the fourth spot. The fifth spot, the Wizards, 38-30. 76ers, 36-30. Bucks, 36-31. They've won two in a row. And the Heat, 36-32 in the eighth spot, four games above 500. The Pistons falling apart in the home stretch. They're 30-36 in ninth. That race looks just about done. In the Western Conference, the Rockets are 53-14, two games up in the loss column over your NBA champion Golden State Warriors at 51-16, 41-26, 10 games down are the Trailblazers in third, though they do have two big wins over the Warriors and are on a 10-game win streak. The Thunder, 41-29, are in fourth place. They've won four in a row. Pelicans, 39-28, holding down the five spot. That would be a fun matchup, 4-5 Thunder and Pelicans. In the sixth spot, the Timberwolves, 40-29, big win over the Warriors over the weekend. They've won two in a row. The Clippers, 37-29. How are the Clippers still a thing? They've won three in a row. And the Spurs, 38-30. Ooh, it's looking tough for the Spurs right now. There is an epic NBA record streak on the line right now. The Spurs 20 won seasons straight in the playoffs. And the Nuggets at 37-30 are in ninth. They've won two in a row. The Jazz have won another six in a row at 37-30 in the 10th spot. The West is not done, people. But I am. Apologies for this late night podcast. I'll get back to you during the daytime tomorrow, Wednesday. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening, and stay thoughtful, Hoopsheads.